this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
I want to explore your disdain for punchkis.
Yes, let's.
Jenny Lewis has said that she hates punchkis and anyone who enjoys them.
Not exactly
That's
what
fighting
I said.
Words.
Yeah.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
What are we calling this? It's an Arctic blast.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Changing it up a little bit.
Yes. It's March. It's March 4th. I believe I should be able to retire my snow shovel and snowblower.
Not quite yet.
They are under protest.
Yeah. Oh, are they?
They are holding picket signs.
Are they?
Well, the shovel always looks like it's holding a sign, to be honest with you.
Always.
My blade's cold. So you better run if you really continue to maintain that you hate punchkis.
I just don't. I don't like them. I've never met a punchki that I liked.
That's Jenny Lewis, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Jenny at K1053.com, please.
Send your complaints
there. Send all your complaints there.
I know.
Yeah, we have Fat Tuesday coming out tomorrow, and this town goes nuts. Jackson
I know they do.
Nuts. It goes crazy.
I think, you know punchkis. What I think it is?
Do you have a punchki? There's people, they've got coats, like overcoats, and like, psh, hey, you. You want a punchki?
Yeah, I know.
I got some powdered sugar right over here. Come on over here.
It's
Go
a
ahead.
Big
deal. Grab one from the left and we'll just have some fun.
I still say it comes from the fact that I didn't grow up in Jackson. You know, I don't. The places that I've lived never celebrated Fat Tuesday before. So I don't know. I've always had the jelly filled, I guess. Someone was telling me there was a lemon, which
yes.
I think I could maybe get behind
because
I love lemon. Lemon is one of my favorite.
There's a custard filled one?
I don't care for custard.
You're wrong.
I don't care for, jelly filled. Someone said there's a cream cheese filled one
yes.
that I could definitely probably try to
okay.
get behind.
So for you, it's all about the filling.
Yes, it is. It's not so much the dough. The dough is fine. It's the filling that's too much.
See, I found the dough to be fairly bland, and I rely on the filling.
Oh, to get you through the rest of it?
The filling and the powdered sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of powdered sugar.
Yeah, it has to leave a mess.
Mm-hmm. I want to look like a child at the fair who lost the paper plate to his elephant ear.
And you're like, oh, Tommy. Come on.
How did you get powdered sugar on the top of your head?
Why is it behind your ear?
Oh, my gosh.
Then you just lick your fingers, you know?
Oh.
I'm not going to do it because
no.
I know you hate that
no,
sound.
No, no, no,
but
no,
But
no,
I really
no, no.
want to.
No. Oh, that's disgusting.
I really want to do
that is
it.
Horrifying.
I'm going to do it.
Don't. We need to get you some punchkis in studios. But you know what? The problem is this radio station used to be there were people lined up to drop off their punchkis here at this station.
Oh.
And nobody drops off punchkis anymore.
No one wants to drop
off. No.
Someone does.
Nope.
Someone should.
We have been punchkiless.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's too bad.
I know.
Lemon. I would try lemon. What's your favorite kind?
Usually the one that is warm and in my hand.
Oh. So you are an equal opportunity.
Oh,
is
yeah,
it punchki or punchki?
It's whatever's warm and in my hand. How many punchkis have you tried?
Maybe like two or three.
Okay, and so you've made a blanket statement that you hate punchkis and everyone who enjoys them.
Okay, first of all, that's completely taken out of context. I never said that I hate people that like punchkis.
No, that's exactly what you
that's
said.
Frankie,
not. Let's roll. Rolling? Yeah, let's roll the tape because I didn't okay. say that. I just said I don't care for them. The kind that
you
I've tried, I don't
care for people that like punchkis. That's
punchkis.
What you're saying.
You don't. You're putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm just trying to translate the ones that are coming out.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? No, I feel like I went Chris Rock. I hope.
Yeah, that was actually Chris Tucker, but that's okay. It's all right.
One of the Chris's.
You did. I feel like I went Chris Hemsworth.
Don't know. I'm just saying that I didn't care for the kind that I've tried. Thank you.
Okay.
The custard. And I don't know, like a strawberry or a raspberry. I don't know.
See,
some
the raspberry's
berry.
Good because it's got the seeds in it.
Oh, no. But then they get stuck in your teeth.
Who cares? You're eating a punchki. You save that seed for later. It reminds you what you had earlier. What did I have earlier? I had a raspberry. I had a punchki. I got a seed stuck in the back.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't have one.
No, it's not Fat Tuesday yet. No. There will be a warm punchki in my hand tomorrow at this time.
You think so?
I hope.
I hope so too.
I have to send you to the east side of Jackson to get them.
No, don't send me.
I'll send you.
No one will give them to me.
Yes, they will.
No, Because they'll know. they'll know I don't care for them.
That's why I want to send you to the east side of town alone, without an escort.
Oh, no. Help me. Someone help me.
There'll be someone over there that goes, ah, you don't like punch geese, but you haven't tried mine.
Oh. That's all right, I'll try it.
Good morning, the K105.3 morning show. We're at 10 degrees right now. That's right, 10.
10. I didn't wear my coat.
Are you serious?
I have a coat in my van, but from like van to the station, no, I didn't.
Why?
I don't know. I hate driving in coats. I hate it. Unless I'm super, super cold.
What are you doing whilst driving that you feel so restricted whilst wearing a coat? We need to just dive into this because
we do.
I am baffled by your inability to turn a steering wheel whilst wearing an overgarment. So please, tell me. I have my coffee. I have my coffee.
Ready. You're
I'm
ready.
Going to ask, and I'm just going to sit back, and maybe for once I'll shut up. But tell me why, okay. Jenny Lewis, is it that you feel over-encumbered by a coat?
Okay. Well, first of all, I have my car running, so the heat is on. So it's not that it's cold in my car. Okay. That's number one. Number two, I do my hair and my makeup in the van. And so I feel encumbered when I tease my hair by a coat. You know, because your both arms are up and you're teasing your hair and your hairspraying and you're quaffing, I think is the right word. I don't know if that's the right word.
Maybe you need a secrets or a Halls.
Anyways, so. And then
how
I'm
bad
also
is this cough?
No, I'm not coughing. Quaff, I said.
Bless you. What do you?
I get it.
Okay. So you're unable to do your hair while wearing a coat. What kind of coat are you wearing?
I don't any coat. I don't like, you know, blazers, jackets either.
So what does this shirt do to you then? Because I'm wondering.
It's fine. It's fine.
Then what's the difference?
Well, because a coat, I just feel like, is too restrictive. It's restrictive. Should I buy a bigger coat?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. But I'm not going to. I just and then doing your makeup. Everything I do is in my van. So I need to be comfortable. So anyway, so I don't wear a coat. And so then it just, you know, I walk in quickly from the van to the station.
And so now when you walk out to the van.
Yeah, then I'm cold.
Exactly.
Yeah, I regret that
decision.
Bring the
coat in.
I could bring the coat in, and I have. I still haven't worn it, but I will bring it in with me so that I have it to go home
with. But you're going to have to go out to the car.
No, not now. Mm-mm. No.
So how is the coat going to get in? You're not following
I'm just going to be
really
cold.
You're
going
to make a special trip out to the,
no,
out to
I'm
the
not.
Car to grab your
no.
coat.
No, I'm going to walk out to the van. At the end of the day, I'm going to walk out to the van. I'm going to put my coat on because then I have to let my car warm up.
And then you come back inside?
No, I wait in the car. I wait in the van while it warms up.
While wearing
up.
A cold coat?
Yes. I didn't say I make good life choices.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollywood?
We have to talk a little bit about Kardashians, and I know what your thoughts are. I know,
no,
but
what's new? They're still horrible people that have done horrible things, and someone is leaving them because they don't like the things they've done. Have I pretty much summed it up? Okay, let's move on.
No, we had to talk about it for just a second. Khloe Kardashian.
And there's a second. I will go back to my 12-year-old self here in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
You keep bringing up the Kardashians.
I think it's not important, the Kardashians itself, as in what it shows our culture. Okay? Ready for this?
Oh, now, so, now we're doing social commentary.
I just think
via
we
the Kardashians.
Khloe Kardashian took to her social media to say that it's not Jordan Woods' fault. She should not be blamed for the relationship she had with Tristan. It's all Tristan's fault. Well, so she...
Of course!
She said it's been extremely difficult and very, very painful to know that someone so close to her had a part of breaking up her family, but that this, all of the responsibility does come back to Tristan. So...
I'm older now having listened to that.
You're older. You're
Move
older.
On.
I'm moving on.
Moving,
moving on.
On. Moving
this
along.
This is good. Real Housewives of New Jersey star. I love it. I love it. Danielle Staub just finalized her divorce last week. Danielle, one of the cast members on Real Housewives
of
New
Jersey.
What does she do? What is? What do you mean, what does she do? She's a real housewife. She just got divorced, and on this past season, you saw her getting married to Marty.
My eyebrows hurt.
I love this. This is so great. No, this is so drama-filled. So she just got divorced and is already engaged to another man. Sources say that this man has not even been introduced to her children yet, which is why she's postponing the wedding. Because her kids haven't met him yet. Okay, this is information you are going to love.
Okay, I'm ready for something like
this.
The
Sandlot is coming back. They are reuniting for a TV series. Now, see, you can support this, right?
Yeah.
Sandlot, one of my all-time favorite movies.
Bunch of kids playing outside.
Yeah. Yes, they're playing baseball. You're killing me, Smalls. I love this movie. It's so good. So this will actually be coming back. It's going to be set in the 80s now that they're all adults and they're in the same neighborhood. This is going to be cool. And all of the original cast is coming back.
Wonderful.
This is going to be so good. I'm so excited for this. They are pitching it to different TV networks
and everything. Yeah. So they don't have a home yet.
They don't have a home yet, but it's got to be picked up. You know it's going to be picked up.
Is it going to be great?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be fantastic.
Okay.
Gotcha. That's today's beat.
Each and every morning we check in with your birthdays for our K Club members. If you're not a K Club member yet, come on.
What are you waiting for?
What are you doing? Go to K1053.com. Fill out the VIP form. It's either on the right-hand rail, on your desktop, or just scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll find it there on our mobile devices. Happy birthday to Thomas Chapman. Also, Jason Bernstein. Jason Bernstein, look at you, man. Happy birthday to you, retired Air Force.
Oh.
Great guy. Class of 95 out of Columbia Central, I believe. Aaron Warren, happy birthday to you. Amanda Hunt and Tara Samir, happy birthday to you. If your birthday is today, you share it with the following Hollywood dignitary.
Reality star Whitney Port is 34. TV personality Chaz Bono is 50. Actress Patricia Heaton is 61. Actress Catherine O'Hara is 65. And Bold and Beautiful star Ron Moss is 67.
All right. Happy birthday to all of them. Happy birthday to you, if it is yours, from all of us here at K105.3. I didn't want to mention it during the birthdays, so I saved this, but Katherine Hillman, do you remember Katherine Hillman at all?
I do.
Okay. Do you remember what from?
She was on Who's the Boss?
Yes.
And she was on the scariest movie I've ever seen in my childhood.
Which one is
that? Lady in White.
Lady in White?
Lady in White.
Never saw the
terrifying.
Lady in White.
Terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying.
What was it about?
Oh,
are you all right?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
All
it's right. About this child who gets locked in a closet and the janitor, and over the weekend or overnight or something like that, and he finds out that the janitor killed a little boy, and it was terrifying, and then all of a sudden, Mona from Who's the Boss is there, and she's the lady in white, and there's a big fire. Oh, it's terrifying. I know that doesn't sound terrifying, but little Jenny Brain was
that'll scare you.
Yeah.
Well, Katherine Hillman, who was, of course, from Lady in White.
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? She had a recurring role with Craig T. Nelson as far as coach goes. Everybody loves Raymond. She was Deborah's mother.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yes.
So she was a great lady, and she died at the age of 89 over the weekend. So she will be missing. And she actually died back on February 23rd.
Oh.
But no one...
We didn't know
about it. I don't think I think the family probably wanted it
to
be private. And there's another young lady that suffered due to complications of Alzheimer's disease. So another reason to get out there for that Alzheimer's walk. Because if there's
Absolutely.
A disease that we can actually address,
yes.
if they're making strides to to not only diagnosing early, but actually prolonging the life of an individual.
Right. Man, it would be that.
Yeah. So, yeah, big bag of wind right there. Ryan Kerwin joins us from the Jackson YMCA. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's odd to say you're from the Jackson YMCA.
Yeah, it is.
You've got a new gig.
I do. So I've been hired in as the new director of marketing and development. It was something that they were looking for while we were doing the teen extreme nights, and I just happened to interview and got the position.
Fantastic. Nice. So new gig for you. You're there. I see you at the Y all the time.
I'm there a lot.
You've got your own room. You've got the boxing room.
And that, yeah,
you shut yourself in there and you do your meditative workout.
I do. It's nice. Great.
Fantastic. Also joining us, Bonnie from the Jackson YMCA. Bonnie, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
We have got some big events coming up here with the Jackson YMCA. Saturday, March 9th, it's the final Teen Extreme After Hours Party. What exactly is the Teen Extreme After Hours Party?
So this was a event that my Leadership Jackson group and the YMCA worked together to organize. It's a event that focuses on kids between the ages of 12 to 14, just giving them something fun to do on a Saturday night. It's a lot of fun. We have different things like Baker College doing 3D printing. We have the Jackson District Library with virtual reality. Of course, basketball, pro DJs there with a DJ. So it's just a lot of fun for kids to do. It's from 7 to 10. If kids are safe, they get locked in, so you don't have to worry about other members coming and going. It's a great time.
And they're going to have the Y to themselves at that time.
Yeah, what's really fun is they have the whole Y to themselves. The building's closed down, and you just see them just go. They go from the gym down to the pool, downstairs to the rock wall. They just can go wherever they want, go get snacks. It's just, and you see these groups of students just hanging out together, and that's just so much fun for them, is just to hang out with their friends. It's hard to find a place to do that on a Saturday night for that age group.
Yeah, that's it's coming up. How much is it?
It's $5 for non-members and $2 for members. So last one we had was February 9th, and we actually saw 10 kids more than we did the first one, which was January 12th. So this is the third one in the series, and then we're going to be done until next year. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, all those sponsors in the same events that were there before.
And the other fun thing about it is there's a lot of prize giveaways, and these are some good prizes. There's a lot of gift cards, and we've even had some U of M basketball tickets.
I'm wow. sorry.
Yeah.
No.
You're sorry. Sorry. That is the. Isn't That's that a horrible. Great prize?
Oh, what? Well, if someone did something wrong, yeah, it's a great
oh,
punishment.
My goodness. I've just learned something about you, Scott.
It's a fantastic punishment. Ah, you got to go see the Wolverines. Stop by Walmart. Sure. Grab your fan kit.
All right. It's
good. More with the Jackson YMCA next. All right. Phone lines open to you. 7684-HIT. 768-34 followed by an 8. It's time to play Over Under. And our guests this morning are going to be asked three questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you're going to have to do as our contestant is figure out whether or not the actual answer is over or under their answers. Up for grabs this morning. I'm going to do 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Martin. Don't forget, this Friday is our annual birthday bash at Chilango's Cantina Grill. Need a caller 21 years of age or older. 21 years of age or older, please, because we're going to give you a couple of VIP passes to that big event. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Nicole.
All right, Nicole, are you 21 years of age or older?
Yes.
All right, Nicole. I'm not going to ask for any ID. I'm not going to ask how old you really are, Nicole.
We'll trust you.
All right. Going on the merit system here, okay?
She seems trustworthy.
Really?
Yeah, I think
voice,
so.
Just
from Nicole, I have a feeling
that she's muttered.
Uh-huh, that you're trustworthy.
Yeah. All right. That said, Jenny thought Darth Vader was a good guy. Okay, here we go.
I haven't even seen it.
Ryan and Bonnie from the Jackson YMCA. They are here. Don't forget, Saturday they've got a great Teen Extreme party, 7 until 10 o'clock. And you can drop your kids off between 7 and 7:30. It's a great old-fashioned lock-in. Here we go. I'm going to ask you three questions. All the answers are numbers. Are you ready? Bonnie
You're
and
ready.
Ryan.
All ready.
Right.
Here you go.
Question number one. Approximately how old is the Earth in years? How old is the Earth approximately in years?
60 billion.
60 billion? We lock it in. Question number two. How many muscles does a cat have in each ear?
20.
20? We lock it in. And finally, in what year were eyeglasses invented?
1706.
We lock it in. All right. So, Nicole, we asked Ryan and Bonnie from the Jackson YMCA, celebrating 123rd birthday today. Stop in there, grab some cake between 11 and 5. We asked them approximately how old is the Earth in years.
Ryan and Bonnie said 60 billion.
Is the actual answer over or under 60 billion?
Under.
Under, yes. 4.5 million years. Yes. So there we are. Question
close,
number two.
Close, right?
Very close.
How many muscles does a cat have in each ear?
They said 20.
Is the actual answer over or under 20?
More. Over.
Over? Yes, that would be 32 muscles in a cat's ear.
Wow.
You don't want to see that thing flex. It's incredible.
It's ridiculous.
And just for funsies, you've already won, but in what year were eyeglasses invented?
Ryan and Bonnie said 1706.
The actual answer, over or under 1706?
Under.
Under, yes. It was actually 1286.
Oh, wow.
1286 for that, but congratulations to you, Nicole. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Plus, you've got a VIP invite to our annual birthday bash coming up this Friday. The VIP experience is from 8 until 9 o'clock. You're going to be forced to hang around with the cake crew during that time. So
you're going to have a blast.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Nicole, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
I want to thank you for saying Meyer.
Meyer.
Yes.
Singular. Myers's.
No.
It's one of his pet peeves.
It is?
It is. So don't, whatever you do, don't say Myers.
No Myers.
How many Myers are you going to?
We could go to both.
We could go to both.
If you were saying I'm going to Myers and you intend on going to both East Michigan and Airport, mm-hmm. then I'm behind you 100%.
Are you really going to be behind? Which one will you go to first?
I will go, Airport's mine. Airport. I like the airport.
Yeah,
mine
too.
I do. I went to the East Michigan one yesterday and I was lost.
Oh.
So confusing.
Exactly.
It is. Yeah.
I don't know where things are.
I don't either.
I've definitely turned into my mother because when I walk in there, I go, every time I come in here, they change the layout. I can't find the coffee.
It will ruin your day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Randy went with me. She's like, we're in the parking lot. She goes, you want to kill someone already, don't you? Well,
maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit. I'm going to need a coffee. But they do have a Starbucks in there, so that's nice.
Here's the other question I have about grocery stores.
Yeah.
When did they start cutting back on the cart corrals? Have you noticed?
Yeah, it's just one corral.
There's one. It used to be there were multiple. You could, and you would pick whichever one was closer.
Right.
All right. So you've got your cart, and I like to put it in the corral because I don't like to be the guy that leaves it in the parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then I complain about that guy when I pull in.
Me too.
I don't want to be that guy.
Sure. No, I agree.
So I want to put it in the corral. But the corrals now are 47 miles away from my vehicle.
They are. It's just, it goes along with that U-scan thing. You just got to do it all yourself.
Well, yeah, which I end up taking it back into the store or at least putting it up on their sidewalk. But then I start worrying if there's a wind gust, it's going to come off that sidewalk.
And you've caused a national disaster.
Exactly.
Wow, you spend way too much time thinking about this. If you park by a corral, then your problem is solved.
That's what
I
do.
If I park by a corral, I got to get a shuttle bus in order to get to the store. You ever wake up and you do something that you do on a regular basis and you think people are trying to mess with me?
Sure, all the time.
Yeah, well, I think gas stations have united to make people look like they can't find anything.
Oh, you think so?
Yes, yes. And
why?
Here's the thing, because I will get gas station coffee, Kelly Express Mart. Love Kelly Express
absolutely.
Mart coffee.
I'm drinking it right now.
Yes. But they move the lids.
What? No, they didn't.
No, there's one of them. One of them moved the lid. I'm not talking about the one down here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm talking about there's another one, where they moved the lid.
Oh, no.
And for whatever reason it is, the military should look at this as new cloaking technology. Okay? Forget Advantage Camo. Make it look like the lid to a coffee. Because you can't find them. And I've watched, and I'm not the only one, because people look like a dog trying to sit down. They will turn around and turn around and turn around and turn around and turn around, and you know they want to say it because they're going to feel like an idiot because it's somewhere.
It's going to be
the
right
coffee
there.
Lid's right there somewhere.
Sure.
But then they're hidden. However, in plain sight. Am I the only person that feels this?
In this studio, yes.
You're able to find immediately. You can walk into any gas station and you can find it off the bat.
I feel like you need to scan before you get your coffee so that you know where everything is. Just scan it out.
But don't you feel that, okay, coffee's right here. I'm getting my coffee.
Yeah.
The lid should be right there.
It should be close by, yeah.
Yes.
And normally they are.
And whatever adhesive they use that is non-existent to make all the coffee lids stick together.
Stick together, thank you.
Because they've got this little, if you pull this handle, one will
right,
come
one
out.
Will
no,
come out. No.
No, 47 come out.
No. And then you think, who else has touched this lid?
So you got to go like three deep.
Right, because no one else goes in that way. So I just feel like, I hate it. I hate it because you're putting your mouth on the lid and someone else has touched it.
Exactly.
I don't know where they've been.
Well, they could have a cold sore.
Well, they could. They could have a lot of things.
At least we can agree on that.
We can. I don't know where that went to.
I'm like the bloodhound of being able to find coffee lids because I can't find them. They move them. And I swear the attendants are over there going, hey, watch this guy.
There are cameras somewhere just waiting.
Oh, man.
They're usually by the napkins.
They're not by the napkins.
They're by the napkins.
They're not by the napkins. Now they've heard you say that, they're going to be moving them again. I just had someone send me a picture of their pop.
Yeah.
That says, I found the lids.
See, it's not that difficult.
But for finding the pop lids and finding the coffee lids, two completely different things.
No, they're right next to each other.
They are not. No, they are not. Look at this picture of the pop lids.
Okay.
Okay, what do you see there? You
see straws. Pop lids and straws, yes.
Do you see coffee lids?
I don't,
no,
but I think
don't.
For all so intents and purposes, no, this person no. was not getting a coffee lid. They were getting a pop lid.
They are no, they are not right next to each other. They're not.
Okay.
Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
My best friend, Dad.
Hello? Hello? See, someone's lost right now. They can't find the coffee lids. They are speechless.
They're trying to find the lids. I think in that picture, though, it's not a good representation of the coffee lids. It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Challenge accepted. You just said that the pop lids were right next to the coffee lids, and this picture is proof positive.
Right, but
that
the coffee
not.
Lids could be on the side of the picture that we can't see.
They're not there. I guarantee you, wherever this
right, fine.
Is,
I'm
they're
going
not
to,
there.
I'm going to go to multiple different gas stations and take pictures.
Oh, I guarantee you they're not right next to it because I can see the place that this is at. And
okay.
I'm not going to mention the place where it's at, but I can see the place where it's at. And no, they are not. Because I've been there too,
you're
like a
so
bloodhound.
You're so emphatic about this.
It's ridiculous.
We're going. It's now a competition.
All right, we need. Now we got 4 6-inch subways. 6-inch subs to Subway we're going to give away right now. We're going to play a little The Right Answer each and every morning. I ask Jenny a question. She gives her answer, which of course is
The Right Answer.
I ask Jenny to name an ingredient in meatloaf. Name an ingredient in meatloaf. 7684 hit 768-34s followed by an 8. What was Jenny's answer? If you can get that correctly, then you will win 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. Good morning, K105.3. What's an ingredient in meatloaf?
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Not hamburger. No. That was my guess. That would have been my answer.
I know. I thought that was too easy.
7684 hits. It's not hamburger, but what's an ingredient in meatloaf? What's your guess?
Onion.
Onion. Not onion, but kudos to you for throwing onion in there. Not onion, not meat. Good morning. What's your guess?
Ketchup.
No, not
ketchup.
But man, you got to have that right balance of ketchup and brown sugar on that little sauce you drizzle on the top.
Oh, for sure.
You can't just do the ketchup.
No,
I'll
you have
call
to get brown
out.
Sugar.
Okay, not onions, not meat.
And not ketchup.
What's your guess?
Well, I always put in green pepper.
No.
No, not green pepper.
Not green pepper. Good morning. What's been guessed so far, Jenny?
So far, it is not hamburger, it's not onion, not ketchup, and not green pepper.
Good morning. What's your guess?
Would it be egg?
Yes.
It is egg.
Yes, it is egg.
Great job.
Ooh. And is that the secret for your meatloaf?
It is. It's a binder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Binds it together.
It does.
And do you stir with your hands? I mean, you're right in there with your hands,
yeah,
aren't
you
with your meatloaf?
Yeah,
because you can't loaf meat without putting your hands in.
No, absolutely not.
You got to wash them up right there.
Yes.
What's your name?
Artesia.
Artesia. I got to tell you, I love your wells. They're delicious. some of the...
I'm sure that's not the first time she's heard that.
Who knows?
Actually, it is.
Listen to that. So, Jenny?
Don't assume.
What are you going to say?
I was not as right as I normally am.
Well, Artesia, congratulations to you. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway and a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt for correctly guessing that Jenny puts egg in her meatloaf. What station just made you a winner, Artesia?
105.3.
Hey, I just got some word that the roads are a little slick out there. They have become... What?
Are they shrickery?
You stop. The roads are slickery. Yes.
They're shrickery. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to do a serious update and warn people that the roads are slick. And all you do is laugh right off the bat.
Because I can't help but think of that video.
Slickery?
I'm okay. It's trickery. I'm sorry.
I'd like to apologize to everyone out there that might have encountered some slickery roads.
Who put the ice there?
You stop. Please be careful.
Yes, please.
Please be careful. It's taking longer to stop than one would think. I promised I'd talk about this hour, but one of the cast members of Friends recreated one of the most iconic moments in the history of the television show Friends.
Oh, did she go to Central Perk?
No, she did not go to Central Perk. Do you know who I'm talking about already?
No, I have no idea.
Okay,
no.
Courtney Cox.
Okay, Monica.
Courtney Cox went to Instagram sharing a funny video involving her boyfriend, Snow Patrol's Johnny McDade.
Okay.
They were moving a desk through the hallway. I have audio.
Just trying to move a piece of furniture down the hall. My mover's here.
Is that going
to
work? No.
No.
Come on, guys. Pivot. Pivot.
Okay.
Pivot.
That's so helpful, Don. Thank you.
Don't stretch the walls.
Okay.
Pivot.
Do you think we'll get in the door?
Oh,
Jesus.
Pivot.
There you go. A little.
That's awesome.
A little pivot. You ever been stranded in the snow?
No, not in the snow.
A guy in Oregon was out there, and his name was Jeremy Taylor, and his dog, Allie. They were discovered Friday by a snowmobile rider after Taylor's SUV became stuck in the snow on a remote road 5 days earlier.
5 days?
5 days earlier, they were stuck in the snow. Taylor and Allie, the dog, were... They had actually attempted to walk out, but the snow was just too deep. So they were on a remote road in Oregon. They climbed back into the vehicle and waited. Now, they did not have food. They were not prepared for this.
Right.
But this is where you need to thank Taco Bell.
I have no idea how that translates.
Hey, would you like... Do you want some taco sauce with that? Yeah, I'll just take some medium.
I love taco sauce.
And they give you enough sauce.
They do.
You could line your car with it. Apparently, Taylor and his dog, Allie, survived on taco sauce containers that had just been smattered around his car. That's what they survived on.
What?
Yes.
For 5 days?
5 days in Oregon. They ate snow for water.
Sure.
But then those extra taco sauce packets.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered, why is it that they give you so darn many of them?
Well, now we know.
It's just in case you get stuck in the snow.
Thanks, Taco Bell.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
And I bet he had a good chuckle, you know, with the little phrases that they have on the tacos.
So, new little something here today. Jenny is up next.
I am.
You're going to be on the air from 9 a.m. until noon, getting people through their middays.
That's right.
Big dog Jamie McKibben will then take over from noon until 3, and then J-Rod will get you home from 3 until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's an exciting new day.
I'm loving this.
Yeah, me too.
You know why?
Why?
It's time for me to get out of here, kid.
It's time for you to get out of here.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.